The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
Well, our charity of the week this week is definitely one of the largest charities, most popular charities on the island, for very good reason. It is always lovely to hear what is going on at Hospice Isle of Man. Delighted to be joined by the relatively new, I would say, CEO, Fiona Hatton. It's lovely to have you up here. 8 months now, did you say you've been in post?
Yes, just about that. Thank you for having me.
I mean, I have to ask, how's it going so far?
It's going really, really well. The teams have been very, very, you know, patient as I was finding my feet. They've been very welcoming. There's always, I think, walking into a new job, a new organisation, there's a period of a few months where you're just learning so much and you're not able to do very much. I'm quite glad to be out of that period now, still learning, but now actually feeling like I can start making a difference in the organisation.
And it is one of those organisations that people don't have a bad word to say about hospice. It must be a really rewarding place to work, I'm guessing.
It really is. And there was a certain amount of, you know, anxiety, I suppose, about running an organisation that's so precious to so many people and is really part of this island. You know, it doesn't belong to any one individual. It really is something that belongs to everybody. And you're right, the reputation is really, really high and it really does make a difference. So there's definitely that feeling of, you know, you want that to absolutely continue. You don't want in any way to, you know, to nudge against that. But everybody, you know, that works with hospice, for hospice, volunteers for hospice, all share that same mission and values. I mean, they really, really do. Nobody is there for any other reason than they believe in what the organisation does.
And it was proven as well, because obviously we know it's challenging times for everyone out there with regards to charities. And, you know, sad to say, of course, hospice isn't immune to that. And it has been a challenging year. I'm very well aware of that. But, you know, sort of when we've talked about the challenges there, the overriding or overwhelming amount of support from the community, it must have really touched your heart.
Mm. It really did. And we were nervous sort of going out there publicly because it's, you know, it's a big call for a charity to make, to be very sort of honest about its financial situation and the worries around that. But within minutes of us going public with that, the number of people that we had reaching out to us was, you know, absolutely breathtaking. And that's continued. You know, I still all the time, every day, have people stop and they share their stories about hospice. They share, you know, when and at what point it touched them and their lives and you know, those of their family. I think it's a charity that's held really close in the hearts of so many people on the island, and we feel that you feel that working there.
And actually, we mentioned the fact that you've had the new website now. There's a beautiful representation of how many people have been affected by it with regards to the stories, because you share people's stories, whether it's the families, whether it's relatives. There's some really moving stories shared on the website, isn't there?
Yeah, and you know, that's always going to be better than we can tell it. You know, someone's personal experience of their interactions with hospice. Obviously, it happens at a time that's, you know, challenging in people's lives. It's often, one of the saddest, most difficult times of people's lives. So we're really meeting people in very difficult circumstances. And yet, you know, the things they say to us about how they felt, you know, coming into the building, the difference that the teams in the IPU or the hospice at home made to them, that's where I think it just, yeah, it captures the beauty of it. So we do always ask, obviously where appropriate and in a time that's appropriate, we do ask families if they'd be willing to, you know, share what that experience has been like. And we're lucky that many of them do.
And that's the thing you mentioned, sort of when you go into the building, anyone that hasn't been in there might have a preconceived idea that it might have, you know, sort of, I don't know, maybe a sad feeling about it, or it's not like that at all. And I speak from personal experience from having family members in hospice. It is a place that somehow manages to make, as you said, one of the most difficult times that we're ever going to face. It can be quite a beautiful experience as well. And actually, when you go in there, it somehow raises your spirits. And, you know, you must feel very proud of your team for being able to manage something like that.
Oh, absolutely. And they, you know, particularly sort of the clinical colleagues, they handle it in such a beautiful way, which is, for me, it's such a meeting of, you know, they obviously have the skills that their job requires and, you know, clinically, but they have these skills in terms of empathy and their ability to have really difficult conversations, the kind of conversations that many people shy away from, they enter into those with such a warmth. And it never fails to astound me how they do have those conversations day to day.
And also the care continues as well, because I know when you do lose someone, there is continued support, isn't there, from the team at hospice?
Yeah, I think it's something, you know, it doesn't just, you know, when somebody dies, it obviously doesn't, you know, it's not, okay, well, you know, that's that then and off everybody goes. Obviously, it has a, you know, it has a lasting impact. And that's particularly where, you know, working with, we mentioned other charity partners that we work closely with, that's also where it's so important for all of us to work together, because there's different elements that, you know, they can pick up, different elements that we can, you know, and the fact that we can chat to each other as charities and put the, whether that's the patient or the client, at the heart of that, to make sure that people are looked after.
But then also, of course, we have the other arms of what you do as well. You have hospice at home. There's Rebecca House too. Mm. They're crucial to what you do as well, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. The, you know, that we always want to give people options, you know, and for some people that is coming into hospice at end of life. For other people, you know, they would much prefer to be at home. And, you know, where appropriate and where possible, we always want to honour that. So, yeah, having teams that, you know, go into the homes, it's, again, it's such a personal thing to do, and again they do it with, you know, with such grace and with such skill, and we do want to keep as many of those options, you know, as we can available to people, so there is always, you know, this patient choice and this family choice.
Now, you mentioned as well, earlier this week, we talked a little bit about the volunteers who are described as being at the heart of everything hospice does, and you have volunteers in so many different areas with so many different skills, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, the list would be so long. And so many of the volunteers, they've been giving their time for 10, 20, 30 years to hospice. You know, and for some of them, I'm talking sort of many hours, days a week, where they choose to give their time and energy. And for me, that's the part. It is a choice. You know, they are opting, you know, to give that to hospice. And yeah, it's something that we're so grateful for. And, you know, all of our events, you know, would just not happen, you know, without volunteers. Obviously, in the shops, the reason the shops are able to make the amount of money that they do is because a large part of the workforce in the shops are volunteers. Again, we have people that come regularly into the offices using their skills from, you know, their previous employments, that they're helping with things, you know, in the building, doing building projects for us, administration, all kinds of things. They really are the people that make hospice. And I know if we equated that into monetary terms, it would be hundreds of thousands of pounds that they save the charity every year.
And that money then can go into other areas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If anyone's listening and they think they might want to volunteer for you, how do they do that?
Yeah, probably the easiest way is to jump onto the website. There is a section there for volunteers, and there's all the different ways that you can get in touch. And we have Amanda, who helps to look after all of our lovely volunteers. And yeah, she will get back in touch with you.
And as we said, there's so many different ways you can volunteer as well. So it's definitely worth getting in touch. Also, it's an election year this year. And we did mention, obviously, some of your funding does come from government, potentially a new government of new people coming in there, new faces. Yep. What would you like to see as CEO of hospice? What would you like to see from this new government?
I would really like to see sustainable and multi-year funding for hospice. So there is that kind of longer term commitment that sees hospice as an integral part of the healthcare service on the island. It's not just a nice to have, it's something that does affect everybody. And I am hoping also that, you know, we've made progress in the last couple of months with the Minister for Health, who has given lots of, you know, has given her attention to hospice. We've had great engagement. We are coming up with ways that hopefully put into place the options for multi-year funding. So my hope would be that the new administration also have that same energy and commitment to honouring that.
Well, let's look ahead then for the rest of this year. We've still got, you know, half the year left, and no doubt you've got plenty of events and exciting things coming up. Any bits you want to mention?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things happening in the next few weeks that spring to mind. So we do have, we have got a polo event coming up that is next Friday. We also have a golf day that's being held at Port Erin Golf Club for hospice. I know in September we have, I think it's the second time this has happened, but a happiness hike. And I do believe as of yesterday, we did have one or two spaces still available for that. And also in September, actually, we will be reopening our very popular hospice cafe. It is shut currently. We're moving its location in the building and doing some small renovations. And we will be opening it up in a much better location, slightly larger space with access to the garden. So we can't wait to open that in September and hopefully can welcome our regular, but also some new people into hospice.
And we should give a shout out. I know it's sold out, mm-hmm. but I think we should also give a quick shout out to our Samantha Barnes,
yes.
who's doing. Tell us about this concert that she's doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, just, you know, astounding generosity that comes from people. This, you know, this didn't even come from us sort of hounding Sam. You know, she put out there the option of doing a one night concert with all money raised coming to hospice, which obviously, you know, it's so lovely of her. So that all came together. And I've been told that it sold out within 15 to 20 minutes. So I have had lots of feedback from lots of people that did really, really want tickets and didn't manage to get them. But who knows? Hopefully, you never know. Perhaps we can do another one. Perhaps it can become an annual event. But yeah, we greatly look forward to it.
Well, it's been lovely chatting with you, Fiona. We're very lucky to have you here, and hospice as well, lucky to have you as CEO. Thank you for talking to us. Again, just remind people where they can go to find out more information about the charity.
Yep, if you'd like to hop onto our website, which is just hospice.org.im, or of course, look at our Facebook page that always has lots of updates on there.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.